Yeah.
Congressman Comer on the line, sir.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. President.
Bill, I just read in the paper about you're not going to run, and I just wanted you to know that I'm first sorry to hear it, and second that sometime before the Congress gets out here, I want to get a little reception or some sort of a do down here. You've had me up to your place, and just to show you how much we appreciate what you've done for the country.
Mr. President, you're most gracious. I don't know of any other man that ever held that office that will hold it that would be more gracious than you are. And
well,
I want you to know I appreciate you, sir.
Well, we do appreciate what you've done. I'm telling you that. And I think, though, the towers of strength down there from the South, fellows like yourself and Dick Russell and the rest, I just hope you got a new crop coming on that have got your guts.
Well,
you know?
I don't know, Mr. President.
Well, you work on it, will you? Tell them that, you know, some of these new fellows don't impress me quite as well, to frank you.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your invitation down there, but please don't get the idea that you're going to miss my final luncheon up here. You know, you've...
Oh, yeah, I know about that.
You've been to all three of them since you...
No, listen, I wouldn't miss it. Don't you worry.
Well, I certainly won't.
Yeah, it's in a little later in the spring, isn't it? Or summer? Or...
Well, I told Bill that any time it was convenient to you, that
right.
Some time ago and when.
Fine, probably.
I'm going to leave it.
Probably in April or May.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. President, may I take advantage of this occasion to tell you that as one humble citizen, I appreciate what you're trying to do in certain areas, and God knows we need some help if we're going to save this young republic for future generations.
Right. Well, we...
Thank you ever so much.
Appreciate it, Bill, and it's sure good to talk to you.
Mighty fine of you to go.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.